listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
All right, so if you live in Chandler, or if you've been driving through Chandler anytime, you've probably seen in the last year those Waymo cars. That's Google's driverless car.
Yeah, here's how you can identify one of those cars. If you see a car driving down the road, and it's got like a contraption on the roof that looks like the old police lights. Remember when they had the big dome light on the top of the cop car back in the day?
Like an ambulance. It has that look to it.
Yeah, it's sort of a light bar over the top, and then it's got like the spinning bubble. It looks like the bubble for Trouble. The old game, the
Pop-O-Matic.
Yeah, the Pop-O-Matic thing. It looks like that, and it's this spinning little reflector on stuff. That's basically sonar, radar, on a driverless car. There is somebody usually behind the wheel, but not now.
Yeah, I guess behind
the wheel.
I didn't realize this because, you know, I'll pass those cars once in a while, and I look over and I see somebody sitting in the driver's seat, and that's just the person there monitoring things,
right,
and ready to take over if something happens because they can switch it out of autopilot or whatever they call it,
right,
and then start driving it. But now, I guess over the last 3 weeks or so, they've just had that person in the back seat.
They're in the backpack. Remember that you used to call that when
the
you
way
had
back.
The way back, yeah.
Yeah. They have a stop button. So they can stop the car, they can slow it down, but you know, if you're heading into trouble, stopping is not always all you need to do, right? Sometimes you got to steer out of the way and you know, get all kinds of things come up. So that, I don't know.
I have a question. Why? Like, what difference does it make if you're going to have a driver or somebody to be in the car in case of emergency? Why are they now in the back seat?
It's just the next step to, because they can't take over the steering or the gas pedal.
So basically,
that
person is a guinea pig to see what would happen if something went wrong.
That's how I'd feel. I wouldn't be into it.
You would have to pay me six figures and a fat insurance policy, life insurance policy, to get me to sit in that car for 5 minutes to go through one intersection.
Yeah. It just, I mean, these cars are pretty amazing when you think about it, that because they've been on the road and there really haven't been that many incidents at all.
Yeah, but isn't one too many?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if you're doing something like, look, if you're testing an airplane and that airplane crashes, don't you say to yourself, you know what, we need more testing.
Right. No, listen, you're preaching to the choir. I wouldn't. Because these are run on computer programs, right? So how do we know if we're sitting in, especially if I'm in the back seat, even if there's a stop button,
right?
All right, how do I know some kid is not in his mother's basement, some 17-year-old?
Why are they 17?
I don't know. Hacking into
17, they're looking at Pornhub.
He's hacking into the server, overrides it, takes the thing over, and boom, whammo goes my Waymo.
Are we going to have to be trained? Is that what's going to happen? Is it going to be like, remember when you, oh, well, we don't have this here. Well, I don't know. Maybe they have it on light rail. There's the emergency red button, you know, that you like the easy button you see in the commercial. If something goes wrong, you hit that button and it stops the train.
Yeah.
Is that what basically you're going to have to be taught when you get in the back of one of these driverless cars, that this big, if something goes wrong, hit the big red button?
Yeah. I mean, they say,
because if it's driverless, you're screwed.
What would you, I'd sooner ride a motorcycle.
Well, I do ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which makes all of my making fun, my pontificating about riding in a driverless car, sort of a moot point, because I'm completely exposed and doing 80 miles an hour sometimes.
Yeah, I know, but at least you're in control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but there's a risk assessment, a risk acceptance that you have when you get on a motorcycle. And yes, being in control, I think, is the trade-off. There's some sort of a statistic, and I don't know if this is comes from the Bureau of Made-Up Facts and Figures, but I remember a few years ago reading about how if you're on a motorcycle, you're almost 80% more likely to be in an accident. 80.
Wow.
80.
Still, well, we got Lynn here. Let me ask her a question. Where would you feel more safe, riding a motorcycle that you're piloting or sitting in the back seat of one of those self-driving cars?
Riding on a motorcycle. I am not comfortable about a car going down the street. I don't care if it has a stop button in the back.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
The fact that it has to have a stop button in the back tells you that maybe it's not quite ready.
I don't know. Why do we need driverless cars?
I don't know that either.
Why do we need them? Don't driverless cars put the auto industry out of business?
But part of the industry in terms of delivery drivers, taxi drivers, you know, Lyft drivers, Uber drivers. Yeah. There's big ramifications there.
This is the same thing that I guess it was Sony or whoever Sony invented, or they were part, they were big investors in inventing digital music, MP3s, right. Stuff like that. And then they bitched when people traded MP3s on the internet. They made it so easy and convenient to steal money from the music industry and then complained about people stealing money from the music industry. So what are we going to do when we don't have any drivers, when people aren't buying cars because they go, like, oh, screw it, I'll just get a driverless car and go somewhere.
Right. Nobody's going to be able to say, through the park, Wentworth.
Yes.
Right from the back seat.
I'm trying to drive you to the store. If your car said that, maybe I'd get behind it.
If you're a veteran, I was just kind of looking here. Doesn't apply to me because I'm not a vet, but
right.
There'll be plenty of specials for you, like different places where you could get cheaper meals or even free meals here and there. You know, specials at restaurants, all kinds of stuff for Veterans Day, and not just Saturday, which is Veterans Day, by the way.
Right.
But not just Saturday, like a couple of days this week. So I would, if you're a vet, I'd go online and see what you can take advantage of. So,
is there any worse offense than stolen valor? Because I would bet you that Saturday is the biggest,
especially with the freebies.
Yeah, I bet that's the biggest like attempt, the largest number of people trying to attempt to steal valor.
Yeah,
to try and get free stuff. That's the lowest form of life, right there, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean it's one thing if you're like, hey, I served during the Gulf War, but you actually only worked at Denny's waiting tables during the Gulf War.
Well, I'll give you a great.
It's
example.
One thing to say that and fudge it a little bit, but
I'll give
stolen valor's bad.
I have a brother who was in the Navy during the first Gulf conflict, all right? So he got his campaign ribbons.
Okay.
Stuff. He was a diesel tech on a missile frigate, the USS Simpson, right?
Yeah.
The Simpson apparently was deployed during, was it Desert Storm was the first one, right?
Okay.
All right? So my brother would tell people, well, you know, I served in Desert Storm. He didn't serve in Desert Storm. I mean, he was in the Navy, but he was in the brig stateside because he got caught drunk on duty. True story. He was in the brig, and then he had to go through like medical rehab and stuff like that. So he didn't serve in Desert Storm. I mean, he was serving technically.
Well, when,
so is my brother stealing valor?
When people say thanks for your service, he was like, "Well, it's actually the waitress you should thank. She served me the drinks.
Serve the bartender. I mean, you know." I hate people that try to do the stolen valor.
Oh, it's a terrible thing to do. It's so wrong in so many levels, and it's just, you know, whenever you try and pretend to be something that you're not, it's never a good idea because you get caught generally, but this is the worst form of it.
I think that anybody that gets caught doing stolen valor
should... Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I thought it was Regal. You don't think that's
okay,
Regal?
Continue.
You think this is disrespectful, isn't it?
It's not meant that way, for sure.
No, it's not meant to be disrespectful, but I'm sorry. I was looking for a good Regal military theme.
It is a great theme, though.
That's as serious as this show gets right there.
Right. No, you're right about the stolen valor thing.
So,
terrible thing.
Look, if you're one of those people that gets caught stealing valor, you should be court-martialed and subject to a firing squad.
You want to be a soldier boy?
You want to be a soldier. Here's what you do. You want to steal valor? You get to walk to work today carrying a 70-pound pack on your back. No car.
Right.
No Uber. You walk. Back and forth.
When it rains, you stay outside.
Yeah. Stolen valor.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when you're on your way out to your car after work today, we're going to shoot at you randomly. We'll just shoot at you randomly. You wanted to be a soldier. You want that free dinner?
Right, right.
You have free breakfast,
right.
Whatever it is that you're going to get?
All right.
Jerk.
It's getting dark now.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than stolen valor.
Listen, on a positive note, we should mention that. On Monday, we'll make the announcement. We'll have all the information at KSLX.com and our Facebook pages. But we're going to be collecting holiday cards, Christmas cards for service people who are overseas, members who can't get home for the holidays.
We're calling it 10,000 for the troops. We'll give you all the details first thing Monday morning.
I want to say hi to a big Mark and Neanderthal listener, Jim, who emailed us yesterday. We were talking about Sammy Hagar, who just turned 70 recently.
Yeah, and he had a little hissy fit because Alex and Edward Van Halen apparently missed his... This is a problem with Twitter. You know, a little while back, Sammy Hagar wished Eddie Van Halen a happy birthday.
On Twitter.
Which is a nice thing to do on Twitter. And Eddie Van Halen was like, hey, thanks, Sammy. And Sammy thought, oh, we're BFFs again. We're good. And then his birthday rolled around and he heard nothing from Alex and Eddie on Twitter or otherwise. So he sort of got all upset. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, it is the last real commemorative birthday, right? 70?
See, like we were talking about this yesterday and I couldn't think of any real milestone birthdays after, like 50 is a huge milestone birthday for people. people.
Yeah, I'm on my way there.
And I didn't – yeah, and I that's in my rearview mirror. But,
right.
But I didn't think that there was like really like a big milestone coming up after that. Well, Jim corrected us.
Jim did?
Jim did.
We have a Mark and Neanderthal correction.
We do. Yes.
All right.
Yes. He wrote in. He said, hey, from my experience, 65 – is a big one. The 65th birthday, it's a big one because you actually qualify for Social Security.
Do you?
And can no longer even pretend you're not elderly.
Now, is Social Security, haven't they raised Social Security to 67?
It's going up still.
Yeah, but, I thought so, yeah.
But I think from a perceptual standpoint, 65 is a big one. That's sort of, that's definitely your official senior citizen entry form.
I think 65, right? 65, everything after 65 might officially, colloquially be known as bonus time.
Well, it's funny because he mentioned 70. He says 70 is a big one because now you're in your 70s and you're reaching the age where if you croak, some people, mostly young people, will say, well, he lived a good long life.
A long life is 70?
That's what young people would say.
Okay.
He says,
get off my lawn, you young whippersnappers.
He says 80 is probably the last big one that you'll even remember if you're lucky.
Uh-huh.
And 90, if you have your 90th birthday, that's notable only because if you make this one, your family will celebrate the milestone for and with you as you stare vacantly into the distance, stewing in your Depends, and wondering, who are these people? Nice going, Jim.
Nice work. Yeah, my grandmother on my mom's side, I don't know how old she lived to because she died when I was in my teens, but I remember she had, I knew the stages of life with her, like through her middle age, you know, her middle-aged years, she would watch, you know, the Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right and all
sure.
these game shows, and then her stories, and then the phone would ring, and when the phone rang, she would go down the list of friends who died.
Yeah.
Hey, Nana, how you doing? Oh, Mary Aloisi died.
Yeah.
Couldn't see that. Did you heard?
It's that.
Yeah.
And or, how you doing, Mom? Or how you doing, Grandma? Well, my bowels aren't really doing what they should. It's like, okay, let's stop there.
Why don't Pop then? Why don't your grandchildren call you again?
Exactly. You get the medical report. That's a big one.
Yeah. All right. Well, we stand corrected. 70 apparently is not the last milestone birthday.
No.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
7 songs in 30 seconds, let's do it! You gotta guess the titles of these 7 songs we play. The timer starts when the first song's played. When you know the song title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct. We'll get ready for the next song, but if you get it wrong, the timer keeps going until the time is all done.
All right, let's welcome Kevin to the program. Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Are you ready to play the 30-second song challenge?
Yeah, let's do this.
Were you listening yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock by any chance?
No, I was not.
Oh, so you don't have the unfair advantage that Pete Cummings gives you every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the first three songs. You don't have that advantage.
Nope, I don't.
All right, so your 30-second song challenge is real simple. We'll give you 30 seconds. You can name 7 songs if you can do it. $300 cash. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Your challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Freebird.
Correct.
Freebird.
Song number 2, and go.
Kevin?
Hurts so good.
Correct.
What is that noise in the background, Kevin?
It sounds like he's at work.
I'm at work right now. There's a lot of drums. We got a lot of machinery going on right here now.
What do you do?
I'm a welder.
You're a welder. So at some point, we expect Richard Gere to come in and sweep you off your feet and take you off into the...
You know it.
All right.
By the way, if we haven't told you yet, take your helmet off.
Yes, probably a good idea.
Thank you.
Take your mask off.
And don't look directly at the radio.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Song number 3, and go.
American Girl?
Correct. He's getting help now.
Yeah,
he's definitely getting help. He's got a tag team. That's okay. How much time does he have left?
He's got 10 seconds left. So it's a masked tag team because they both have
yes,
welders.
Yes, exactly. Yes, they're luchador. Yeah. Luchador wrestling welders. All right. Song number 4. You've got about 10 seconds to get 4 songs. You better get good.
It.
Let's go, Kevin. Song number 4 and go.
Round it round.
Correct.
Tunes.
I heard round and round in there.
I didn't hear Kevin say round and round.
No,
round.
Somebody
yeah,
else.
Round and round.
Yeah. Now you said it.
It was Kevin's boyfriend.
It's Kevin's tag team. It's Richard Gere. Richard Gere is our celebrity helper this time around.
All right.
I've had the time. Oh, that's a different movie. Different movie, sorry.
That's right.
How much time do you have left?
He's got a little over 4 seconds.
4 seconds to do
get three songs. I believe in him.
I do, too.
The other guys, he's the problem.
Yep, that's probably. Kevin, he's holding you back. You know what you need to do? You need to hit him over the head with a chair.
I know.
That's what any good legitimate tag team champions would do.
Well.
All right, song number 5, and go. How much time does he have left?
He has 0.004 seconds left to get three.
To do two songs? Okay. Two songs in 0.004 seconds. Are you ready, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For $300. Song number 6 and go.
All right, Kevin.
Not so good.
All right, Kevin, who's your little buddy in the background?
Yeah, who was helping you? Who's your tag team partner?
It's Richard Gere.
Yes.
Okay.
It was the extremely predictable Johnny Rods.
Richard Gere starring in An Officer and a Gerbilman.
Oh, no. Too soon.
Too soon.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate you playing along with us and trying to cheat the system.
Thank you very much.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Nice job, Kevin.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
All right, well played, sir. Unfortunately, Kevin does not win.
Kevin the Wilder.
Nice.
All right.
Mark Devine.
Hello there. Yeah, and Paul's here too. What's up?
Hey, it's Eric Bryan with Precision Air and Heating. How are you guys this morning?
What up, Eric?
Eric Bryan. You mean Eric Bryan not only from Precision Air and Heating, but television star also?
Oh, yeah. Come on, please. Not quite so much.
TV's own Eric Bryan?
What's going on, Eric?
Hey, man. Listen, I heard on the radio the other day, and I have a couple of the technicians that listen to you guys talking to me about the fact that you guys are doing something with some Christmas cards related to the troops overseas, and I wanted to call and kind of pick your brain and find out what that's all about, see if there's maybe some way I can help out.
All right, so we're not supposed to talk about this till Monday, Eric, because that's when we're going to launch it. But it's like this.
Okay.
Everybody talks about, you know, thank you for your service for service people when you see them. But there are so many of our service members that are overseas during the holidays. We thought it'd be cool if we collected some Christmas cards, holiday cards, whatever, and then mailed them overseas so that they get something from home, just something to let them know that we're thinking about them. We're going to call it 10,000 for the troops, and we'll launch everything on Monday.
Yeah, we've mentioned it a couple of times. We broke our own rule, but we're actually shooting for 10,000.
Well, it's a good thing people are listening to you, because that's the chatter around here with the technicians. They've been telling me about that. And, you know, me being prior military myself, I kind of have a soft spot with all that stuff. And Mark, I don't know if I told you. I think I might have told you earlier on in the year, but I do this big event out in Glamis every year on Veterans Day. We do a big celebration out there, and we literally probably have, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people organically that come out there and just celebrate Veterans Day out there. And, you know, I was wondering if it might be possible if I maybe get some of those people to fill some cards out.
Holy cow.
Try to help you guys hit your goal. I don't know, where would I send those, or how exactly would I kind of walk me through that?
Well, let's make it as easy as possible for you, Eric.
Yeah,
we're not going to say, we know what, Eric, we're not going to start this thing till Monday, so can you wait?
This is fantastic. here's the deal. Yes, it's absolutely cool if you do that, by all means.
Thank you.
You know what? I mean, you and I talk occasionally anyway, because I've done work with you, but
right. You're not just a spokesperson. You guys are buddies.
That's right. I actually have precision units at my house. But what we're going to do is set up a post office box, but also people can drop them off here at the station. So if you're ever cruising past, you can come by the station.
Well, I may just do that. I'm leaving for Glamis tomorrow, so I'll tell you what I'll do. And I've got a bunch of my guys here at the shop, too, that are wanting to do that. So if that's the easiest way to do it for me, that would be what I'll do. Is I'll load up as many cards as I can and see if we can get a good head start on that.
That's fantastic.
I'll bring a whole wheelbarrow full of them to you guys next week.
That's excellent. We actually have an elevator here, so you can bring the wheelbarrow up. So,
not gonna lie to you, Eric, this is a rarity right here. I'm actually kind of speechless. I'm really humbled that you would step up and do this.
This is awesome.
Before we're even starting it.
Well, hey man, you know what? I've been overseas, and I've been overseas during the holidays. I've been in Somalia, and those guys definitely. It's a lonesome time when you're away from your families like that. So I just think it's completely admirable that you guys have even thought about doing it. Any way I can help out.
You were a Marine, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
aren't you always a Marine?
Yeah, you said were. That's past tense.
Once that's right.
Always a win. So,
my mistake. My mistake.
Get that right.
Well, Eric, we couldn't be more flattered that you'd want to take part in this thing.
That's fantastic, Eric. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got your cell, so I'll give you a buzz or something just to make sure you're all set. But yeah, when you're out in the sand dunes, it's glamorous. I know you call it that. I always refer to it as the dunes. But yeah, if you get people there to fill out, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, you almost said the F word.
Well, I bet you there's a lot of your listeners probably listening right now that are going to actually be out there this weekend, because like I said, that event probably the largest organic event in the nation for Veterans Day celebration. We've got some flyovers going. It's really, really a good deal. So we'll
awesome.
Do the best we can to fill out as many cards for you guys, and I'll bring them to you next week.
That's awesome, Eric. Man, stay safe in the sand.
I'll do it.
Yeah, there you
Thanks,
go.
Guys.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Mark and Neanderthal. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
Pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.